kick and snare layering with stock plugins, beginner level, Ableton Live, drum and bass. Let's go! In drum and bass, your kick and snare are basically the engine of the whole track. If they hit right, everything feels expensive. If they're weak or messy, no bassline in the world is going to save the groove. Layering is how you build drums that are punchy on small speakers, weighty in the low end, and snappy enough to cut through a rolling bassline at 174 BPM. And we're doing it the clean way. Stock Ableton devices only, and a workflow you can repeat every time. By the end, you'll have a layer DNB kick and a layer DNB snare, each built from two or three purposeful layers, and then we'll glue them together in a drum group, so they hit like one unit. All right, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name one kick, name the other snare. Select both and group them so you've got a drums group. This might feel like admin, but it's actually how you stay fast and organized later when you're A/B testing and gain staging. On the drums group, drop a utility at the very end of the chain. That's going to be your quick make it quieter without breaking anything tool later, and it's also a reminder to level match when you're judging processing. Now, before we start dragging in samples, we need one key mindset shift. Don't stack samples randomly. Assign roles. For a kick in DNB, a super common combo is one layer for the low end and weight, roughly 40 to 90 Hz, and one layer for the mid and click, roughly 1 to 5 kHz. For a snare, the classic recipe is a body layer for the thump, around 150 to 250 Hz, a crack layer for the attack, around 2 to 6 kHz, and optionally a noise or air layer for texture, maybe 7 to 12 kHz. As a beginner, two layers per drum is honestly enough. We're going for clean and controlled. Not complicated. Let's build the kick first. On your kick track, drop in a drum rack. Pick a pad, C1 is fine. Now drag in two kick samples onto that same pad. Ableton will create two chains inside that pad, meaning both samples play together. Choose one deep, round kick. That's your kick low. Choose one clicky, punchy kick. That's your kick click. Open the chain list in drum rack so you can actually see both layers, and rename the chains. Kick low. Kick click. This tiny step saves you so much confusion later. Now, here's a massive DNB moment, phase and alignment. Solo the kick. Then click into each sample and open the sample editor. Zoom in and look at where the transient starts. First job, remove any silence before the transient using the start marker. You want both layers to fire immediately when the MIDI note hits. If one sample has a little fade-in or empty space, it's going to feel late, and it will weaken the punch. Second job, do a quick polarity test. On each chain, add a utility. Now on one layer, toggle phase invert left and right, and listen. You're not listening for different, you're listening for bigger. If the low end suddenly gets thinner or the kick loses impact, those layers are fighting. Put it back, and consider nudging the start point again. Sometimes a tiny start adjustment fixes what polarity can't. Teacher tip, don't overthink it. The correct setting is the one that gives you more solid low end, and a clear hit. If you're unsure, keep polarity normal and focus on start alignment. Now let's split the jobs with EQ, so each layer owns its lane. On the kick low chain, add EQ 8. Usually you don't high pass this. This is the weight. If it feels boxy or like there's cardboard in the sound, try a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 3 dB. If it's boomy, you can try a tiny dip around 60 to 80, but go easy. In DNB, the low end is sacred, and heavy-handed EQ down there can make the kick feel hollow. On the kick click chain, add EQ 8. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. You're basically saying, you are not allowed to compete with the low layer. Then, if it needs more attack, a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz is often perfect. If it's harsh or annoying, dip a little around 5 to 7 kHz. Now we shape the transient using stock tools. On the kick click layer, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6. Turn transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 25. Keep boom at 0 on the click layer. Boom is low end enhancement, and that's not the click layer's job. Use damp if it gets too bright. On the kick low layer, keep it cleaner. If you want it a bit more present on smaller speakers, use saturator gently. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive just 1 to 3 dB, and then do the grown-up move. Level match the output so you're not just going, oh wow, it's better because it's louder. Now we glue the kick together. After the drum rack on the kick track, add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the transient still punches through. Release on auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Turn soft clip on. That soft clip switch is underrated. It can catch peaks in a very drum-friendly way. Okay, kick done. Now the snare. On the snare track, drop a drum rack. Choose a pad, D1 is typical for snare, and drag in two snare samples onto the same pad. If you have a third noise layer, you can add it, but we'll keep it optional. Pick a chunky snare for snare body. Pick a rimy or short snappy one for snare crack. Optional. A noise, vinyl, or air layer. Super quiet, just to give it texture. Rename the chain so you know what you're doing. Now timing matters even more on snares, because small offsets can create a flam. Sometimes that's a vibe in jungle, but for a tight modern DNB snare, you usually want it to feel like one weaponized hit. Go into each layer and adjust the starts of the transients lineup. If one layer feels like it's late, you can also use very small track delay adjustments, but start by fixing it at the sample start point. That's usually the cleanest. This audio version is shortened for playback.